That was Love, Love, Love by Flea. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Pisces season. Yay, so exciting. It is the first show of the semester, which is exciting. Hi, I'm Lauren, also. And it's not my first time back in the studio. I have been around. I was around the summer and I did a few shows. So if you heard any of those shows, just pretend that you didn't, because I definitely will be taking music that I played this summer. But it's okay, because, you know, like, it feels different. Like, it was, like, far enough away that, like, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, she played that, or whatever. And additionally, I don't even think it's logged underneath my playlist in Spinatron, which is where you would go to look at all my past playlists to call me out for the songs that I repeat. So that's great news for me, because it means that you guys have no record of what I've played over the summer, and I am free to play whatever I want. Which is the case anyway, because radio is freeform, WMFO is freeform, so I might as well keep it freeform. Did I mention that we're freeform? Anywho, I am going to play a few songs that, well, mostly all of the music I'm playing today are songs that are kind of like callbacks, I guess I could say, to this entire year. It's the middle of September, which is quite a bit into the year. So, you know, the last 9 months, like, they're kind of like had a child in that time. I didn't, but I found some new music. Not as much as you would think that you would find in 9 months, but still, I found new music. So that's exciting. That first song that you heard, I know more about it, but, you know, there, I get this song mixed up with, like, two other songs, so I honestly couldn't tell you. I did get that song when I was abroad in London. I feel like I go through these periods of, like, wanting to listen to new music versus, like, I absolutely cannot listen to a new song, and if it hasn't been something that I've, like, listened to 300 times in the last month, like, I don't want it. So that was one of my new songs I picked up. I feel like I have trouble picking up new music recently because I've been so busy and I have so many readings to do, and I'm not one of those people that can, like, listen to music when they read. I mean, like, sometimes I can, but if I actually want to pick up what I'm reading, like, no music can be playing. Even, like, if I listen to classical, it's on, like, one volume, which really messes up my, like, listening history, which is funny. Whenever Last FM is, like, your top artist of the week is Chopin, and then your number one album is, like, Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest. Just, like, a little fun mix-up. But anywho, yeah, I think I got that song from either I was exploring or Discover Weekly, which was my point, in that I hate it. I hate Discover Weekly so much. I feel like they made two good playlists for me, and then I was, like, playing one of the songs for my friend Jill, and she was like, oh, I saw them in concert. I think that was the worst concert I've ever been to in my life. And then I was like, wait, is this song bad? And then I listened to it again, and I was like, yeah, this song is bad. Like, I don't like this song. I just was like, oh, wow, a song that's, like, not completely abrasive to my ears or from TikTok on my Discover Weekly. Like, this is a good song. It was not a good song at all. So, you know, it really fooled me. And that's why I don't trust Discover Weekly, and the only way to get new music is, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Steal it from, like, cafes, restaurants, friends, I guess. That's about it. Maybe I'm just a little too stuck in my ways, though. So, that's enough talking for right now. I'm going to play another song, but if you have any questions, comments, concerns, hopefully only questions or, praise, then you can call in. The phones are back up, 855-915-9636. Or if the phones make you anxious like they make me, you can go to WMFO.org and click on the DJ chat option up in the top and chat with me on their little, like, web chat thingy. It's fun. Just, like, don't be mean in it, 'cause I will ban you, and that's not fun. Okay, that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and play another song now. This next song is a song that I stole from my brother, who stole it from The Sopranos. So, yeah, again, following with the only way to get good music is stealing it from people. Here's Out of My Head by M. Ward. Hey, so I think that a Discord notification just played at the end of the song, and I'm really, really sorry for that because I'm usually a lot better about silencing all my notifications. That was Out of My Head by M. Ward. Please forgive me for that notification sound. Up next, I just had to address it, sorry. Up next is Donnie by The Last Whole Earth Catalog. Yeah, enjoy.
Four lives they never came to an answer. They flew away and I can see what a way to go. They flew away and I'll be honest, I never thought of that. Time to rejoice. Forget the obvious. Know the obvious. Know the Azuko. Oh, Donnie Azuko. Oh, Donnie Azuko. Oh, Donnie Azuko.
That was Donnie by The Last Whole Earth Catalog, a meta jazz band from London, which I studied abroad there this last year. So it's actually a funny story that I think I've already told before, but it was the summer, so it doesn't count. But basically, I found this band like last summer, and I have been like slightly obsessed, and I was like, oh, London, perfect time to go see them. Except for every single time they had a show, I felt like morally obligated to show up, because I was like, when in the world will I ever see this band perform? Like, this is like some like random band from the UK. Like, I'm not like gonna go to like, I don't know, the Sinclair and see them perform. Like, this is like my only chance. So ended up me dragging my two friends to three of their concerts. And I think that all of them were great personally. I don't regret anything at all. And I think that seeing bands perform in pubs is super awesome. Especially if that pub is not the Burren. No offense to the Burren. I just don't like being crushed alive by people. And it's kind of like, I don't know, you feel like so mysterious, because you're like, I'm in this crowd of people in this like small indie band, and I'm in London, and no one knows I'm American. Not that any of that's like really that cool or mysterious, because I also was like at least one of five people doing that in that room, and the room was like 30 to 40 people, so it's like, I don't know, the odds are a little bit up there. But yeah, their whole thing is just like kind of like making a joke of themselves, but also like being serious. So they're really like, it's like some of their music can be a little bit like just like seriously in the truest sense, like stream of consciousness, and you're like, wait, what are they saying? But I just saw on Spotify that they describe themselves as freeform. So if I listen to them, you should listen to them, because they are a freeform band. And if you listen to WMFO, you're a fan of the freeform. So why aren't you listening to The Last Whole Earth Catalog? Okay, that's, I rest my case. That's it. Up next is Slow Die by Souvlaki. Oh, other way. Souvlaki Space Station by Slow Dive.
We'll be right back. more things to regret. My friends, they come, and the lines, they go by. Tonight I'm gonna rest my chemistry. Tonight I'm gonna rest my chemistry.
That was Rest My Chemistry by Interpol, and before that was Souvlaki Space Station by Slow Dive. There was a Greek place near my flat in London called Souvlaki, and every time I'd walk past it, I was like, oh, haha, like the Slow Dive song, except for, like, it wasn't funny. And you know what? I had the thought that I was gonna... Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. I realized that, like, besides, like, two of the songs that I played tonight, all of the songs are stolen from someone. Not all of the songs that I'm going to play in the future, but I have stolen a lot of music, which supports my point that the only valuable way to get music is by stealing it from people. Even though I had two people tell me that they like Discover Weekly, which is shocking to me personally. But you know what, nonetheless, I believe them. Maybe their Spotify just likes them more, because mine definitely hates me. And my last, like, three yearly recaps have proven that Spotify is actually out to get me. This year they did the weird, what's your vibe in the time of day? And, like, your music aura, and, like, my morning vibe was, like, Transylvania Gothic Moody, which, like, where did they even get those words from? Like, who put those in the, like, random generator for music vibes? And, like, somehow, like, Transylvania got in there. Like, what does that even mean? Like, I saw that and I was like, this is, like, just gibberish. Like, someone just, like, either that or, like, I'm going insane because this means absolutely nothing to me. And then, like, my night vibe was, like, something, something yearning, which is, like, definitely not what you want to hear from Spotify. Like, oh, yeah, all of your music, like, just, like, screams of yearning whenever you're, like, listening at night. What? What? Like, also, who does that help? What does that mean? But I would never, ever in my entire life switch to Apple Music, and I stand by that. So, just gonna have to keep, going with Spotify's digs at me. Anywho, it's almost the half hour. It's, like, about the half hour, so that means PSA time, and you could probably guess what today's PSA is, because obviously it has to be this one. This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I honestly think that's the best I've ever read in my life. I used to get really anxious before we, like, popcorn read, and, like, whenever I would have to read in front of the entire class, even though I love reading and I'm a fine reader, just something about the performance of reading, like, a third grade level book in front of my class, I guess, was really anxiety inducing. I feel like that still follows today. But anywho, let's just get back to the music, because I don't know what I'm saying. You know what, actually, let's not get back to the music. I had something that I wanted to say. I was eating my dinner tonight, and I ordered in from Sugar and Spice, which is an amazing restaurant, and I don't know, the vibes of today were, like, rainy and cold and, like, moody, and I was having my radio show tonight, so I was listening to all this, like, moody music, and I was like, you know what, it's time to eat soup. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I am not a soup person. Like, when people are like, oh, God, I love soup, I'm like, what are you on about? Like, what is good about soup to you? It's just, like, a beverage, but with, like, tomatoes in it or, like, something like that. And so soup is great for, like, when you're sick or whenever it's cold. But all in all, like, I will never opt for soup. But for some reason today, something told me that I should order in soup. So I did. And it was good. It was fine. It is, like, it's a little bit, like, messier than I would like from, like, my dinner meal. Because there's, like, the liquid part of it and then, like, the actual food part, and then, like, do you need, like, chopsticks and a spoon or like a fork and a spoon, or, like, I kind of needed a knife, but I wasn't like, I'm not gonna get out a fork, spoon, and knife just to eat a bowl of soup. Like, this is ridiculous. So it's just, like, so much more trouble than is worth at all whenever you could just eat, like, noodles or just eat, like, vegetables and chicken. Anywho, and then, you know, at the end of it, I was like, wow, I really did not eat that much, but I feel so full. I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, like, I my appetite's fine, I'm just confused. And I realized it's just because I've been, like, drinking, like, so much volume. And, like, I know that, like, broth is different than water, but I feel like you're just drinking, like, a ton of, like, chicken broth or something. And it's not, like, a real meal. Like, you still walk away from it being like, yeah, that wasn't, like, it was, like, maybe refreshing, but, like, I don't feel, like, satiated. Like, there's not enough energy here in this meal that I just ate. Whatever, say what you want about soup. I'm not a fan. And, like, you know, the, like, 2 times a year that I eat soup, it's great, it's awesome, but it's overrated. And I don't think your favorite food can be soup. I just think that's, like, I mean, like, the best part about, like, a grilled cheese and tomato basil soup is the grilled cheese, and then you, like, dip it in the soup. Like, there's not, like, a, like, oh, but then the soup by itself. Like, no, it's just the grilled cheese. And then, like, the soup is, like, you might as well just be, like, dipping in some sort of sauce. Not to say that there's not, like, objectively good soups. I just think that, all in all, it's low-key just a terrible food. useless food, basically. I hope that you've enjoyed this, like, absolutely useless conversation. Maybe this, like, gets you up and at him, and you're like, why does she hate soup so much? Like, I hate her, which is a fair point, you know what? Like, we're all entitled to our own opinions, and I'm entitled to my opinion of hating soup. And even if you have no opinion on soup, maybe now you'll think about soup, and, like, that's a great conversation starter. Like, what are your thoughts on soup? You know, it's, like, it's such a neutral food that you wouldn't be like, oh, man, like, my favorite food, chicken noodle soup. Except for there are people that say that, and I don't understand them at all. And, you know, like, they'll be like, you know what is my relationship with soup? Because do I really enjoy it, or is it just this thing that, like, I sometimes eat, and, like, whenever I really think about it, it's just, like, a pot of, like, slop. Anywho, that's all I have for the commentary. Completely unrelated to ladders and completely unrelated to everything the show is about. So, yeah, I'm going to play some more music. This is another song from the Last Whole Earth catalog on their same album that I played earlier, which is called Everything is a Distraction from the True Horror, or The World Would Be a Better Place If Everyone Admitted They Don't Know Much About Anything. So I hope you enjoy Friendship Fortune Cookies.
Pass the orange over, let it leak a little. Walk through the elevator, trip up the vindicator. The signs are passing over, Jesus on top of Dover. Crying in the corner while the cook has a party.
Sorry, I was playing Sudoku and I got distracted. That was Anna by Pixies, and before that was Argument by Fugazi. My mom is a huge Pixies fan. I will say that every single time I play a Pixies song, which will be for a while. She did send me this thing while I was, I believe it was while I was talking about my soup rant. And it was a picture, like one of those, like, I don't know, memes or whatever. And it said, having a weird mom builds character. So there's a lot of ways to interpret that. That she's weird, first off. You know, I wouldn't say that she was, like, weird. But then it's also, like, what kind of character is she building? As in, like, is she building the character of, like, another weird person? And, like, that coinciding with my soup rant kind of feels like she was subtly telling me, like, haha, you're so weird because I'm weird. And you know what? She is my biggest fan. So, you know, if anyone can be critical of my actions once in a while, it's her. And she's not even being critical. She's just being like, why did you say that on air? You're weird. But then she also told me that I've gotten better at radio over the years. So, compliment sandwich. Mom, I'm not actually bothered by this comment, though. I think it's funny. Anywho, up next is a song that, if it's not my number one song of the year, I would truly be shocked. But again, Spotify hates me, so it's probably going to be something that's horrible and embarrassing. I'm not going to be able to post it, the little recap on my story yet again. But this is a song by the Magnetic Fields, which, like, the board has this little, like, the WMFO board has this little, like, Discord, as you heard earlier in the night from my notification. And there's, like, the Last FM bot in it, and for, like, 2 weeks or something, there was, like, every single person's weekly album had 69 love songs, like, that album, in their, like, weekly recap. And, you know, me being clueless person who also loves to steal music was like, well, let's see what this is all about. I honest to God don't know if I've listened to that entire album, because of the way that I listened to it through was just, like, shuffling it, which was a horrible idea, because there are actually 69 songs on there, and a lot of them are really goofy and weird, but also some good ones. And so now I feel like I'm part of the the weekly 69 love songs recap club. Not that that's a club, but just a silly way that I found this album. Because also another thing about me is that I live under a rock when it comes to music, because all my parents played for me was Pixies, Duran Duran, and Prince. For the most part, that was the car music, and then, like, the radio. So, you know, I wasn't, like, my parents weren't, like, vinyl parents. They had vinyls, but that's not, like, my main, that wasn't my main, like, intake of music when I was little. So, you know, like, it's kind of, like, give and take with me, and, like, knowing what things are, and I'm really good at pretending that I know what things are, and I don't actually. Or maybe I'm not, and everyone can see that I'm, whatever. No need for the identity crisis on air right now. So I'm gonna go ahead and play the song, because I've been talking way too much. This song is Epitaph for My Heart by the Magnetic Fields.
Caution, 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 to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph for my heart, because it's gone, gone, gone. And life goes on and on and on, and death goes on, world without end. And you're not
that was Come Back by Alex G, and before that was Epitaph for My Heart by The Magnetic Fields. This is probably going to be my last song because I'm really tired and I've had a long day, and because I said so. So, I'm going to play the song, then I'm going to tell you goodbye, and then I'm going to leave the studio, and then I'll see you next week, and it'll be really awesome and great again. This next song, I did see that it was played on WMFO earlier today, but whether that was a real DJ, which I really hope it was because the schedule is very full, or if it was the automation, I truly do not know. But I wouldn't know either way. It's half and half, honestly. And every time I play this, the reason I wanted to play this song is because I was leaving my class with my younger brother. We take intro to stats together. It's really awesome. And he was humming this song, and then we started singing it. And then he was like, oh, there's one part I really hate. Like, I wish that that one part wasn't in the song. And then every time I played it around my friend Jill, she's like, oh, this song's so sad. Oh my God, turn it off. I don't know. It gets a lot of reactions, apparently. I think it's a great song. So that's what I'm going to close out with today. So this is Swingin' Party by The Replacements.
At the swinging party down the line.
That was Swingin' Party by The Replacements. That's about it for Pisces season. Thank you so much for listening. Actually, when my friend, whenever I started talking about that song, my friend Jill texted me and said no with a bunch of zeros. So that's funny. Anywho, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Please tune in next week, and I'll play more music for you, and it'll be really awesome, and maybe I'll be training new DJs. What? It'll be really awesome. Okay, yeah, that's it. Have a great night.
Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.